bud.
I got a new life now. I wrote the old one down. I planned a sacrifice. The darkness and the light. I got a new face now. I take it all around town. I planned a sacrifice. The darkness and the light. All of the stories I told. All of the shivering cold. Behemoths you can't see. Still live inside of me. Just write them all away. Just write them.
My name is Michael Roberts, and play in a band called Wooden Dinosaur. Started for me when I was traveling. I lived in and studied music in Mongolia for a couple of years in the mid, I guess you would call that the aughts. And So Wooden Dinosaur started then around 2004. It was kind of, for me, just a sort of journal. I would write songs and make sound recordings and send them home to my family. And then when I got back, hooked up with Katie, who I went to college with up in Maine, and we started playing music together as Wooden Dinosaur, kind of live at that point. And then a few years after that, we added Frank, who is my brother, but we grew up playing a lot of music together, but got him to play percussion, and Jeff probably joined a couple years after that, maybe 2010. And we've had a whole bunch of rotating people in and out of the band since then, and most recently Julia Wayne, who got to sing with us tonight. We were lucky to have her. Well, most of the songs we're playing tonight are from an album we put out called Working Weather, and it's about trying to have a life and play music too. This is a song called Day Jobbin'. Got a chance to play this in front of a lot of my colleagues in Brattleboro, where I live, which maybe too much of an insight into my personal life down there. But we'll do it here again in public, live, yeah. I'm day jobbing for a while, couple dollars feels so wild. I feel good, I feel alright. I'm gonna race back home when 5 o'clock hits tonight. I feel like our band draws on a lot of different types of music. I mean, even jazz and blues and Americana and folk and rock and country. And we, rather than blending those, I feel like a lot of what we do is dip into all of those genres independently. My songwriting process can be many different things. There are times when a song just comes and, you know, inspiration strikes, that sort of thing. The song Will, which is on our last album, I was sitting on my lunch break at work without a guitar and wrote that song somehow in my head and emailed the lyrics to myself. So that happens occasionally, which is wonderful. But I'd say 75% of the songs that I write, I'm sitting in my basement or in my studio just working out ideas. And usually it comes, I've got an idea for a song. I don't have lyrics or music yet, but I've got an idea for what I want the song to be about, a theme or a story. And then I can sort of feel out the lyrics and the music from there. That's mostly how I write. We're going to do a song called Get Down. All the snow has come out, and I've been screaming out loud, someone make me get down. All the leafless trees, the wind and the poetry are making my shade is closing in on the light I've begun to bend and store underground for the people in my life, for the life that's still outside, and I wanna get down. Yeah, I wanna. The cool, clean breeze disconnected from me, plug me back in now to the Timothy grass, to the soil at last, to the deep way. Cover me up to sleep. I've been so tightly wound to the people in my my experience in Mongolia hasn't really affected my songwriting or the musicianship in a really direct way. I think the main influences are the first was having some teachers there who were very particular and very passionate about their musicianship, and so for me, I ended up applying that to guitar when I came back, and not so much in a direct way of trying to transfer melodies or anything like that, more in the way that they approached music. So that's the first way. And I think the second way, which is maybe more important, is meeting some of the traditional musicians that are not in the city in Mongolia, that are out in the countryside, who are essentially herders, pastoralists. And for me, meeting those guys who are, they're not professionals. And they always describe to me that the passion for making music came from the land, from their community, from their friends, from their celebrations, from their hardships. That probably affected me most in how I wanted to construct a sort of musical life. And so so when I came back to the U.S., I had pretty much decided that I didn't want to be a full-time professional musician. The way those guys approached music making was more important to me. So that, for me, has been finding Vermont and finding a place in Vermont to have land and animals and grow my own food and sort of be inspired by the landscape and the community. That whole thing comes from meeting people in Mongolia who approach their music the same way. And for me, not wanting to go out and tour and be a touring musician and hit the road and do it professionally. You know, all of that I was turned off on after meeting some of these guys because of the way they approach their life and music. It's a way to connect with people and connect with your friends and have a party and celebrate. And for me, music is also a way in which I kind of investigate my life, you know, like a journal in some ways that I then share. So just working through ideas about, you know, how I want to live my life, or a lot of times that comes out in the songs.
Dissolution, boredom, capitalists make a man hungry for a place to sit. I'm nurtured to get rage, not wants to grow. I'm not ready to let it all go. I'm gonna cultivate desire in a garden of sin. Let the sun and rain nurture it. It'll grow up green with all my wants and needs. I take some fruit and save the rest for seed. So I took your hand, you took mine. Hey, I found someone to work side by side. We laid our prayers aside for the hammer and blood. We built a room of love, a room of love. Room of love, room of love. I used to sit around, take the world in my hands. Now I watch it vanish into a grain of sand. As the world passed by, you can clink your glass, let it all fly. Was I starving to death for the love you gave? Was I walking into an early grave? Well, if love is the way you frame the light, and death is just a song you sing at night. So I took your hand, you took mine. Hey, I found someone to work side by side. We laid our prayers aside for the hammer and glove. We built a room of love, a room of love. We built a room of love, room of love. world, a room of love, a room of love. We built a room of love, room of love. We built a room of love, a room of love. We built a room of love, room of
Thanks, everyone. This has been a lot of fun. Have a great night. See you another time. We got some CDs out there if you're interested. Come say hello. Thanks, everyone, at BPR. It's been fun.
A couple things. Like you mentioned, there is CDs and merch that they're going to have, but also you're sticking around for a Q&A, right?
That's true.
Okay, so if you want to stay, please... You don't have to leave. It's still early. It's a Thursday night. You have off tomorrow. You really